Good morning to you, James.
We are all excited because of the World Cup, and you are in Ghana, where the action
Correct.
for Africa is taking place today, Thursday, when the Black Stars take the pitch. What's the situation there?
Well, Ghanaians are very excited and they're looking forward to their first matchup today against Portugal. Portugal is a European powerhouse. They have one of the best players in Ronaldo, but that is not fazing or scaring Ghanaians. The supporters of the Black Stars say that they know that their team has a chance. And looking at some of the matches and the surprises we've seen in this World Cup, I would not be surprised if the Black Stars came away with a win. But this will be very much a repeat of the 2014 matchup of the World Cup between Ghana and Portugal, where Portugal won by 2-1. So there's very much a relationship here between these two teams. But Ghanaians are very confident that they are going to beat Portugal because they need this win to kind of give them the confidence.
Apart from the loss of Senegal, the performance of African countries in this World Cup is very impressive. Tunisia played to a draw, and now, along with Ghana, Cameroon is also playing on Thursday. How are they looking at the performance of African countries in this World Cup there?
You know, the performance of African countries has surprised many people. Even soccer analysts did not anticipate or forecast this type of performance. But you know, this probably is Africa's year at the World Cup. For the Black Stars coming into this competition, last weekend they played against Switzerland, which is a great team, and they were able to beat it in a friendly match. And that, again, gave them the confidence that they do have a chance. And, you know, as all the other teams have not won as yet, they are thinking that maybe Ghana, this today is the day when Africa grabs its first win, and they're all looking at the Black Stars. When I first came here a couple of days ago, there was a cautious optimism. They're like, you know, the team is young, they're kind of fresh-faced, they don't have the same experience as Portugal and some of these other teams. But after watching what has been happening in this World Cup, they're like, maybe our boys have a chance, maybe our boys can do it. And that is the energy they're taking into this World Cup, into their first matchup.
Well, Jackson, maybe the Black Stars in Africa, we might be lucky, especially with Ronaldo's problem with Manchester United.
Maybe when he comes with that kind of energy in his head, because remember, this is very much a physical sport, but it's also very much a mental sport. And you know, with all the drama that has been surrounding Ronaldo, maybe this is a time for the Black Stars to exploit that moment and catch them when they're kind of down, when their big man is down.
Jackson, thank you so much again. Hello, let's wish the Black Stars good luck, and we'll check with you again after the game.
Thank you so much, James. Good to talk to you.